این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's speech on the holy month of Ramadan. Imam Khomeini advised believers to join the community of the men of religion. Imam Khomeini, through his theological works, advised believers to join the community of the men of religion and in the seclusion pray to Allah so that He may assist them in their mission. Dear friend, try to be a man of strong willpower and resolution so that you may not go from this world as a person without resolution and hence rise on the day of resurrection as a brainless being, not in the form of a human being. For the other world is the place where what is hidden is unveiled and secrets are exposed.
In a statement from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about the importance of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam rahmatullah alayh in a statement about the holy month of Ramadan says, if you have committed an unwanted sin before entering the month of Ramadan, repent and return from it. Know that there are lots of risks in this. Know that we have many places that we have to enter. There are many dangers for us. God willing, may you enter the month of Ramadan with health and a pure soul and perform the duties of the month of Ramadan. Look, brothers and sisters, not only the late Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, but also all the Islamic scholars are usually advising us and the people that we have to prepare ourselves for entering the holy month of Ramadan. Some of the Islamic scholars actually emphasize to prepare ourselves from even two earlier months, that is from holy month of Rajab and also the month of Sha'ban. And even if we have in the advices and recommendations of ulama and the scholars of akhlaq, that they always say that entering the holy month of Ramadan requires some preparations from before. At least the first 2 months before that, that is the holy months of Rajab and Sha'ban. But yet we see that in biographies of the scholars of akhlaq, some of them have prepared themselves from even 11 months before that.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
We have one of the Islamic scholars that he promised himself to prepare himself for the next holy month of Ramadan right after the Eid al-Fitr of the same year. So you might say that, is it worth working that much and preparing ourselves for the holy month of Ramadan? Definitely yes. Because this is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened His feast for the servants and for His creatures, and the gates of Allah's mercy and blessings are quite open. The ones who understand the importance and the value of this month, they can benefit even more from the blessings of such a month. The month in which the Holy Quran, the book, has been revealed, the month in which the destiny and the fate of the people are being written and are being defined for the next upcoming year. So it really deserves to prepare ourselves from before. And this actually emphasis of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is exactly following that point, is based on the same point that we mentioned.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.